heaven on earth. We need it now.
During an almost hour-long meeting, the Cardinal and the rock star-turned-activist talked about the huge success of the Jubilee 2000 campaign to free the poorest countries from their burden of foreign debt. Thanks to the success of that popular movement, Bono told me, World Bank figures show there are an extra 52 million children going to school, as governments have been able to invest in education instead of debt repayments. Bono said he was encouraging the Cardinal to communicate to ordinary people in the pews the extraordinary impact they'd made by turning out on the streets in support of that campaign.
The church led it, and they deserve incredible credit for being on the vanguard of that movement. It was also interfaith, and it was also what you might call interdisciplinary, because you had priests and nuns walking alongside punk rockers and, you know, musicians and sports people and soccer moms, and that's a great, it was a great panoply of characters. But the church was there, and the church deserves credit. I just think the church hasn't done a good job yet of telling the people what they've actually achieved. And we were just trying to figure out how best to do that.
The U2 frontman who met with Pope John Paul II in the year 2000 to seek support for his humanitarian work said he'd be delighted to meet sometime with Pope Benedict XVI. During his private audience with the former elderly pontiff, Bono famously gave him his blue fly shades to try on. In return, he received from the Pope a silver crucifix, which he pulled out from under his shirt to show me. "I still wear it," he said with a smile. And he still clearly believes very much in the Catholic Church as an important partner in the struggle to improve the lives of the poorest of the poor.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
See you.
Watch this space. I'm Philippa Hitchin. Peace on earth.